pretty cool honor to get a call on the show from John Bon Jovi.
Hey, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We have John on.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's wrong, man?
David Bryan just came in with the biggest birthday gift ever, and I'm doing 9 phoners, and and I can't even open it here because I'm still doing 9 phoners.
No, but we'll try to make it quick.
Yeah.
We'll open it while you're with us, so you can maybe share the moment.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
While I'm with him, okay. Kansas City's going to find out what David just bought me for my birthday. It's beautifully wrapped in silver wrapping paper with a black bow on it.
Alligator
wrapping paper. He did it himself, I can see.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy
Thank
birthday.
You very much. I look good for 60.
What do we have?
I don't know. I got a big box. It says Bloomingdale's.
Nice.
Hope it's a blow-up doll. I've been alone too long.
Is it big enough that someone might jump out of it?
My luck. Ooh, it's a beautiful shoulder bag for which to carry a computer bag. Oh, man. You know, they're trying to get me into this technology world.
Yeah?
And mine looks like it was run over by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So they think I should be embarrassed to carry it around. But I look at it as, like, you know, having earned its keep. Wow, David, this is nice. A big, beautiful Toomey bag. Cost them a couple shekels, too. I'm telling you, very nice.
tell David thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Well, David, got to share that with you, and I appreciate that, too.
Well, happy birthday. I guess you, being a big celebrity, I guess you get calls from who are some of the big celebrities who've said, hey, John, happy birthday.
Crazy. No man deserves the amount of love and attention I get on my birthday every year. And it's just fabulous, and I'm humbled by it. But trust me, the people that call, and it's wild.
Who blew you away today?
I'm sorry?
I mean, oh my gosh, somebody just called and said happy birthday.
Yeah,
what was the best surprise besides the one you shared with us?
Oh, it's just, there's hundreds of, but emails and phone calls and I don't know. I mean, here's Al Gore.
Wow.
President Clinton.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could go down this list and go, it just ain't right. I'm just sitting in a rock band.
Well, so, you're coming to town March 15th, a Bon Jovi concert at the beautiful Sprint Center. We are so pumped to have you here.
Me too. I am really looking forward to it because, you know, let's get one thing out in the open now. I have to become a Kansas City Chiefs fan now.
Is it because of your New England ties or is it because of the Arena League folded?
Well, because Charlie Weiss is your new offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Matt Paoli is your GM. Matt Castle, who came over there from New England. Romeo Crennel. It's all down the family tree of the Belichick Parcells Giants. So now I have to start focusing, and I will, on your Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what we want to hear. And I also want you to know that we can probably get you some pretty good seats at Arrowhead anytime you want to come.
That would be fine by me. In fact, I wouldn't doubt that if I had some time in September that I will come to a game early on in the season because we don't start until like the third week of September. Anyhow, I'm aware of when my time off is.
Now, do you normally like to come in like behind the scenes or do you like to do the national anthem? And then
No. Yeah. First of all, I would never sing the national anthem. That's a really daunting song.
It's a hard song.
Yeah.
Really hard song to sing. But no. I sit there like, you know, like what we used to refer to as the weasel. I want to be on the sideline holding the coach's, like, headphones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a football groupie.
And if you could throw in a few decent plays, we'd appreciate that as well.
Yeah, please.
It's been really rough.
We'll take all the help we can get at this point.
My most awkward moment with an artist backstage involved you, and you don't remember this, but I have to share it with you quickly, because I think it was like 2000-something. You were at Sandstone Amphitheater here in Kansas City, and we had a funny conversation, and then my boss at the time was John Zellner, who you know.
Sure.
And John says, leave so we can talk a little bit, and then you had to go use the restroom. So I'm standing there alone in the hallway, and there's a slight incline in the hallway at Sandstone. You come out to use the restroom, and you went to give me, because it was a good conversation, and you went to give me a little love tap, but you kind of stumbled, and then you kind of punched me.
Ow.
And I know, and it was one of those things where, all right, did I piss him off?
No, you know what? You did deserve it, though, not from him, I think, is the thing.
I just deserved it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was just a karma thing, I think.
All right, I'm sorry.
You didn't say a word. You just kind of smiled and moved on by it. I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, my God, I pissed off John Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
But you probably never punched anyone intentionally backstage, have you?
No, I wouldn't say that. But, you know, maybe unintentionally.
What has been the most rewarding part, of your incredible career? When you look back and, you know, say you're doing a Super Bowl halftime show at the age of 60 or 80 or whatever the who was, you know, you'll look back and say that was the pinnacle, or is that yet to come?
The pinnacle is absolutely yet to come.
Cool.
You know, I mean, I don't think that our book is written yet. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I was on some nostalgia tour or reunion tour and calling you guys and going, hey, would you please play my record? Remember, I used to be, I'd quit.
Right.
But, you know, the book is only halfway written at this point.
Yeah. Well, and you've done so much besides the music. I mean, it has allowed you to do so many other great things. I know you guys, your foundation has built hundreds of homes.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple, 250.
Wow.
And I'm on a, what I'm doing on my days off out here is a bit of a fact-finding mission, going to visit shelters and going to Skid Row in Los Angeles or in Seattle and trying to learn more about the issue, because what we've done has been commendable, but it's just really breaking the surface because there's so many layers to this onion. And yet I don't need a scientist for a cure.
Right.
You know, I don't need a pill. I just need money and desire.
Right.
And so it's interesting. It gives me something else to do.
So a lot of shelters and stuff. Will you come to my house when you come to Kansas City?
Yeah.
And I've never seen my wife again. It's a scary thing, I'm afraid of. The March 15th is going to be the date. You've done a lot of great shows in Kansas City. I was thinking about this. I think of any artist that I've seen, any band I've seen, more Bon Jovi concerts. Okay. And just it's a great rock and roll experience. And it's like you said, it seems like you guys have spanned different generations of rock flawlessly. And not many bands, aside from Aerosmith, kind of pull that off, you know?
Well, we've been blessed.
You really, really have. We had Alex Band in studio. To my surprise, I got here at 1:58 and he was waiting for me in studio. And he wanted me to drop a note. He said, 5 years ago, you asked him to open for Bon Jovi. He says his schedule is wide open, so anytime.
He's a sweet guy. Tell him I said, hey, and, write a goddarn record already.
Well, we're going to let you go here. I know we're out of time, but thank you so much for all your hits.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Have a happy birthday, and thanks for sharing your gift with us, both your birthday and your incredible talent.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.